Gentlemen, it is time for Lando's game show. I would like to see how the four of you main full-time hosts know the rest of us here at the ticket. So what I have done is I have asked all the other ticket team members. This can be a board op, a producer, a tickerman, could even be a weekend person. I've asked them to give me an anecdote, a personal story, an embarrassing story. I'm going to read it to you in the first person, and we're going to see if you guys can get it. The teams will be Junes and Sloop Sean B against Bob Slurm and Matty Ice. The winner will receive these two granola bars.
All right.
Sweet. Now, personal stash?
Yes.
Wow, that's stash. Impressive.
Now, each question will be worth 2 points. If you need a lifeline, you can get a multiple choice. That'll be worth 1 point. You can also ask Daniel Gardenhoser, as he is the only non-full-time ticker host to not give me a response to this query. So, if you need multiple choice or DJ, that will be worth 1 point.
Okay.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yes, as ready as we're going to be.
Do it now.
All right, let's begin with Junes and Sloop Sean B. I once ripped a tendon from the bone in my leg at a Muser's remote.
I know this.
I think I know this, too. Is it Killer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jay?
Robart.
Yes, I remember that. That was, if I'm not mistaken, that was at Old Texas Stadium.
Yes.
And Killer tried to dunk a football on the goalpost.
Like a mini football.
And ripped a tendon.
No way.
Yeah.
His Achilles?
No, it wasn't his Achilles, I don't believe.
It was an ankle tendon, I want to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot. But it's very... Sorry, and this man. Is pre-soda Killer.
Yes.
Okay, this is Hefty okay. Killer.
Is he just writhing?
Yeah, he was in a lot of pain afterwards. And he is sneaky athletic, as we found out when he beat Corby in a 40-yard dash.
You what?
The Vegas went broke on that one.
But he did not land that dunk. Mm.
Incredible.
He didn't think that you were going to get that one, Junior. He thought you were going to forget it, because he said it was like 18 years ago.
It was a long, long time ago. Right. I'll never forget that.
I'm scared, Matt.
This one is for Bob and Matt.
Way to go, Sean, the way.
While on vacation, I went swimming in the ocean when I noticed something moving toward me. Before I knew it, a fish had bit off part of my nipple.
What? What?
A lot of these are going to be personal injury stories.
Okay.
How did we not... How do I not know about this?
The only thing I can think of is ham, but...
Nip.
I have no idea.
Now, you do have your lifeline. You can get a multiple choice, or you can ask DJ.
Would you like multiple choice?
Wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
This is for 1 point. Is it ham? Is it Travis Mejia, or is it Zach Barnett?
I feel like your ham instincts are confirmed here.
Yeah, surely Travis, I would have... I mean, he's our producer. Surely that would have come up somehow.
Is that your final answer?
It could be Zach.
Have you seen him shirtless?
Let's lock in ham and hope for the best.
Yes. Damn.
Oh.
That is your invasion producer,
what?
Travis Meat Mejia.
Wow. Travis Meat Mejia.
On his honeymoon, got his nipple bitten off by a fish.
So he doesn't have a nipple?
Pixar doesn't count.
Fair enough.
What kind of fish?
I don't know.
It made a quick getaway, so he never identified it.
Jeez.
I'm going to have to see that later today.
All right. This one now, back to Junes and Sean. I joined the Army National Guard when I was 21. I was never deployed, but I did get an honorable discharge after failing too many drug tests for marijuana.
Too many drug tests, marijuana.
Who up here was in the National Guard?
Who up here has ever touched pot?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to guess...
I'm sorry, Mom.
You know what? Let's burn our multiple choice on this one.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Multiple choice. Is it A, J? Is it B, DJ? Or is it C, Lando?
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to guess Kevin Landrum.
That was me.
Yes.
He had a fake turd in his pocket.
You smoked too much weed, so they kicked you out of the National Guard.
I failed more than one drug test.
Well,
yes.
Thank you, really?
Thank you for your service, I guess.
Yeah. You're welcome. Think about it. I was once in charge of your borders. Think about that.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that's great.
You're encouraging it. You're like, oh, can I have that? Thanks.
So how long were you in the National Guard?
Like a year.
How many tests exactly?
I failed one right after basic training, and they told me I could stay a private for... like a while. And then I failed it again, and they were like, dude, Come on. So you can either get out now with an honorable or you can be a private for the rest of your career.
So are you really at the border?
No. I went to Fort Hood.
Okay.
That's pretty much as far as I went.
That's awesome. What a great American you are.
Yeah, happy belated Veterans Day.
Thank you.
I consider you a patriot.
Thank you.
One of the finest ticker patriots we've ever had.
Okay, that was a point for...
Probably the top one, I would imagine.
I would think.
All right.
That was a point for Sean and Craig. They now have three.
Yes. We're getting routed.
Bob and Matt, no points.
I just want to get a score.
Two-point chance here. The last thing I remember saying to my wife as I was being put under for surgery was asking her to remind me to add Gus Edwards to my fantasy team after the surgery.
Gus Edwards? Raven?
It could be anybody. I mean, who's had surgery?
He's also married.
I know, that's the key.
Yeah.
We already used Travis. Ham's married. Has he had surgery?
There's no way he knows who
Gus
Edwards is.
Fantasy football?
Not at all.
Oh, that's
Ham. Great.
Jay's married. You're married, right, Jay?
No.
Damn it. Tyler. He's married. It's got to be Tyler.
That's a good guess.
Tyler Samsel?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Jay? That is correct.
Yes! Wow. Yes! Yeah. Let's go!
How about that?
That was very impressive to watch you guys work through everybody.
Thank you. That was a corner three after we passed it around for a bit.
And by you guys, we mean Matt. At least I know who Gus Edwards is.
All right, Sean and Craig. I am banned from a certain Buffalo Wild Wings for allegedly throwing my drink at a Saints fan after my favorite quarterback threw the winning touchdown pass to beat New Orleans.
What? Who's a Vikings fan?
We should go DJ here, right? He's our lifeline. Is he even paying attention?
Oh, you're not
what?
Picking DJ.
No.
You just want to go lifeline?
Yeah, I think we should go lifeline here. Right, I have no clue.
Who is most likely to do that at a Wild Wings?
George. Allegedly.
Like, my first inclination, and this is not my answer, is Jiggly Jack, the engineer. Because he's got a lot of testosterone right now.
Yeah, who's the most likely to be that into their football team? Boy, that's a tough one. All right, do you want to do lifeline?
Yeah, let's lifeline it with DJ.
You're right now.
What?
Speak again.
There you go.
One more time.
Learn how to do it.
I'm going to guess that he's sitting in the room with y'all right now.
Daddy?
That would be my guess. He's fired up about football.
Okay.
He does get fired up.
But it's not a Texas game.
And there aren't any Longhorns. Well, it could be Colt McCoy.
Gorgeous.
Maybe Colt McCoy threw a pass to beat the Saints. I could see Daddy defending Colt McCoy that way at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'll leave this up to you, Junes.
I say we trust DJ.
Okay.
Jay?
Let's go with Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That?
Is it DJ?
That was Saad Youssef.
Really?
After Tom Brady defeated the New Orleans Saints. Dark side for Saad.
That makes sense.
Of all the people
Saad,
up here.
You know what? Saad, just...
He's the last person I would guess.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He's so calm.
Yes,
nice.
Friendly.
And he's now permanently banned from all Buffalo Wild Wings?
Just one particular Buffalo Wild Wings.
And he's a beat reporter.
Jeez, man.
A front-running beat reporter, it appears.
Okay.
All right, Bob and Matt, a chance to take the lead here.
This is huge.
I am the state record holder for the 148-pound weight class in squats for private schools.
That's funny. As a private school guy.
148
to private
class.
School.
This is what they told me, 148-pound weight class.
So you're thinking somebody's small and tiny, but...
But they can put up some weight.
They could have,
They're sturdy.
And then maybe they got older and put on some weight.
Which happens.
Could it be EA?
He's never been 148.
Let's go!
I want to steal if they don't get it. Can we do that?
Jay, what do you say? Rules committee.
Sure.
Okay, chance to steal.
Okay, who would have gone to private school... Did Ham go to private school? And he's a scrawny dude.
He still doesn't weigh 148.
Yeah.
And he definitely's never squatted.
He's at least 10 pounds away from that.
I don't know, man. This is...
Lifeline?
Yes, that's DJ.
DJ.
I don't know.
Great.
Back to y'all.
What a great lifeline.
Life. Multiple choice.
That doesn't even count as a lifeline.
Yes.
No, you burned it. You burned it.
Is it Baldy, is it Lando, or is it Killer?
Baldy for
Baldy,
sure.
Baldy, yeah. Baldy.
Jake?
Baldy.
It is Baldy.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
1 point. The game is tied at 3.
You knew that, Sean.
I did. Okay. He fancies himself a pretty good high school athlete, and I knew he went to private school.
Yeah.
All right, Sean and Craig. Speaking of high school, I was recruited by the FBI when I was in high school after joining a National Youth Leadership Committee on National Security.
Wow. Boy, we have a lot of interesting people up here.
A real leader of men.
What in the world? The FBI recruited you?
It's not EA.
Clearly not Lando.
Definitely not.
No.
I would get kicked out.
No, it's not EA.
I want it to always be
EA. They would have just arrested you. God.
I'm leaning towards J. King, and we don't have any lifelines.
You can still use your lifeline for each question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, oh, really?
I thought we burned it. Let's go multiple choice, then.
Multiple choice?
Yeah.
Is it Tyler Samsel? Is it Matt Birmingham? Or is it Saad Youssef?
That's tricky.
Tyler has not been neither has Berm, right? I'm trying to think who hasn't been the answer yet. Saad's already been the answer, so it's probably not him.
I would lean towards Tyler here just because he's pretty nondescript.
Yeah.
And he could...
Can we at least make the guess official? That was a quick buzzer.
Well, damn. Okay.
Right. We live in a world where we had a very real chance that Matt Birmingham would have been in the FBI.
Holy smokes.
All right, you guys are on air.
Okay.
Dude.
Incredible.
We have a tied game as we move along here.
We need the two here.
All right, this question for Bob and Matt. This is exactly how this person sent me this response. They have a gift for language, and they are using it for evil. So I will read this one to you. At work, I was using a one-toilet unisex bathroom making backside hell and forgot to lock the door. As I stood up to add old food to the doo-doo paper, a coworker opened the door and saw me full beefed with my pants at my ankles and my hand at my ass. Which non-full-time ticket host is that?
I'd like some choices.
Is it Monty? Is it Travis Mejia? Or is it Ryan Baldwin?
I feel like Monty would be pretty fired up to tell that story.
Yeah. That's got to be him.
So we're locking in Monty.
Jake?
Yes.
Wow.
Monty. Yeah. Okay. I was like, the language there has to be him.
I'd like to, I think, hear more about that story, but maybe not. Yeah.
No, thanks.
All right. Well, I guess that's best out of 7.
So we won. Win,
huh? Wow, congratulations.
So we're champions.
All right.
Correct. Bring us the granola.
What was the final?
Are we done?
No. You decide when we're done.
One more. All right.
One more.
Then we get one more, too, because we went second.
No, you shut up. One more.
We got to be the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, we're the tops here.
When I was 10, I was one of the wise men in my church's live nativity scene when I became sick and blew chunks all over baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. People freaked out, and I still think about that to this day.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
That sounds like something Killer would do.
It sounds like something Killer would do.
Just throw up on
blow chunks on baby Jesus.
He's been known to vomit as well.
But we can get multiple choice anytime
we want.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do it.
Is it Creighton Branch? Is it J. King? Or is it Justin Montemayor?
You want to go with Jay?
Let's go with Jay.
Okay.
Jay?
Oh,
that was Creighton Branch.
There it is.
Really? So we don't need our ups.
We don't need it.
The winner of the granola bars, Bob Slurm and Matt.
Champions!
Ice.
Damn it.
We got up to such a great start, too.
Man, we're the best.
We blew a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, we did.
Matt, you're the MVP.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, you can't do it without the team. I appreciate
it. I was just here to offer leadership, really.
That's enough.
Without you, we couldn't have done this, and I just want to thank you very much.